Okay. 12-12. Yesterday was 11-11, if I remember correctly. Today is 12-12. It is January the 25th, 2020. 12-12 p.m. Yeah, it was morning when I left. That's my story. I'm sticking with it. That was morning when I left. So yeah, it's been a full morning here at Casa de Lowell. I got the words, but it was late. It was like 10. I'm gonna say 10:30. Then I tried to get my yogurt going. I got sidetracked by some civil business, which took more than it should have, and then I screwed up the yogurt a couple of times, getting it up to temperature, and then cooling it too much, and getting it up to temperature and having it go too high. So yeah, I plan to be out by 11:15, but that didn't happen. So I'm out now. I almost didn't come. I thought, no, I'm gonna do it. I need to walk. I need to control the brain chemicals, and walking helps control the brain chemicals. So, okay, some of you know that Cape Grace dropped last night, yesterday afternoon, in the afternoon, late in the afternoon. Some of you have already found it, like almost 70 people have already found it. And I got one typo reported. I missed a George. One of the characters was originally named Georgina Drover. And I realized, I think it was one of the beta readers, or the early beta readers, pointed out that I had two Georginas in this book. And I'm already dealing with multiple Margarets with Maggie Stevens and Margaret Newmar. Great, 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 great granddaughter of Julie Newmar. No, I just made that up. So I didn't want to replicate it, particularly even though both of them are minor characters. I didn't want to replicate it, so I changed it to Harriet and replaced all the Georges. I thought I replaced all the Georges with Harry, and I didn't. I missed one. So if you see a George in a funny place, let me know. I'll fix it. Because she's supposed to be Harry Drover. And so now, this morning, my co-writer tossed the 40,000+ words of her half, of Hostage. Now I have both halves. And I need to figure out what I'm going to do next with the afternoon, besides lunch, which is right around the corner, or I'm going to chew somebody's leg off. So I need to get some lunch, and I need to make a decision as to where to put my time. I took yesterday afternoon, after I hit publish, I took the time off. I took the afternoon and evening. I read. I'm reading Dungeon World, and after the first couple of chapters, Jonathan Brooks' Dungeon World, it straightened up and started actually being a book instead of kind of loose scribbles. I think I know what he was trying for in terms of characterization in the early chapters, but it was rough reading. It was really rough reading. But I bit the bullet and bought the book. I'm about, 20-25% in. It's not bad. It's not bad. It is definitely lit RPG. If you don't care about the gameplay aspects, then you don't care about the story. it's still a reasonable story. I like it. It's not going to be for everybody. Just like Cape Grace, it's not going to be for everybody. Cape Grace is a hard story. It's a hard story to read. It was a hard story to write, but it's going to be a hard story to read for a lot of people. In large part because of, I don't know, I probably should have put content or trigger warnings or something on it, because there's a lot of abuse. There's a lot of, there is no direct violence on the page between characters. There's a lot of abuse. Because that's what the story needed. That's what it required. I tried to avoid it and got slapped by the early beta readers and realized that no, I can't tell the story the way it needs to be told if I don't tell the story without flinching. So I did. This is not going to be, I don't think this is going to be anybody's favorite book. God knows it's not mine. So I took yesterday afternoon off and just sort of vegged. It's been a long time since I've had an afternoon where I could just veg. I vegged. Oh, and I felt much better. I slept in this morning. One of the reasons that I got my words late was that I slept till 6. I went to bed last night at like 9 o'clock, maybe 9:30. Read for perhaps 10 or 15 minutes before I said, screw it, shut off, let me sleep. And slept till 6, which was a good solid night's sleep, but still got up, fed the cats, and then laid down on the couch for another hour. Got another nap in before I started even pouring coffee. So I got going late, and the words weren't flowing. And so it took me a little bit longer than the usual 2 hours to get the 2,000 words. It's just barely 2,000, it's like 2,044. But it's 2,000 words, that's all I need. And now I have to figure out, where do I put, what makes the most sense from a flow perspective? The task durations. Probably the shortest one is going to be dealing with the paperback version of Cape Grace. Getting the paperback edition out. I've already established the ISBN number for it, so I know what the ISBN number is. I can get the barcode to put on the back of the cover. I've got the cover. And I can copy the product description onto the back cover, so it's got some back cover text. So it's a lot of the back end work is done. What I've got to do now is convert the text into the layout format that I need, and then put it into Lix for final tagging and bagging. So that one is probably the least time, well, will take the least amount of time, elapsed time, to do. Because that's going to be this afternoon, and perhaps tomorrow afternoon. I might be able to get some time in it this evening. But that's going to be like, if I do it now, I could probably push the publish button and put that book away in by Sunday night. This is Saturday. The downside of that is that I expect people to read the book and find the typos that neither I nor Karen found, like George. I already heard from one guy about George. There's a missing George, a misplaced George in there that's supposed to be Harry. So if I give it a couple of days and work on something else, that means that I'll have a better chance of getting the typos stomped out in the paperback before I publish the paperback, which would be good. So giving people a couple of days to read the book and tell me where I screwed it up would be advantageous. So jumping right into the paperback is not necessarily the right choice right at the moment. And I don't want to, publishing paperbacks is such a pain in the ass. I don't want to do it like 16 times. I'll do it once or twice maybe. Coming up on it, get ready, say it with me, monk post. So the next smallest task would be doing the final draft, the post-beta read draft of Wizard. So I can toss that over to Karen to work on while I go through the paperback of Cape Grace. I keep wanting to call it South Coast, and I've started to train myself. At this point now, I'm calling South Coast Cape Grace, inadvertently. So I have to, every time I want to say the title, I have to stop and think, which title is it that I'm talking about? Cape Grace. I do need to publish a new interior file for South Coast, too, because I changed the cover artist. And give it fourth printing, I think. Oh, I haven't seen her in a long time. Lady with her little Scotty dog. So that would be the next smallest job, and that's going to take about a week, I think. I forget where I was and where I left off. I left notes, so I know what I do need to do, but there's some work that has to happen here, so I'm thinking a week. Good afternoon!
Are you enjoying this nice weather?
This is beautiful.
I know, it's great.
We'll pay for it later. Yeah, it's beautiful. It's 54. The snow is just evaporating. There's enough of a breeze that the water isn't standing too much. And as soon as it melts out, it's getting picked up. So, Wizard's Butler, I'm putting that together so that Karen can work on the editing while I finish off Cape Grace. And then start putting Hostage together. Hostage is the first Barbarian book. That's going to take an extended period of time. The first thing we're going to do, I talked it over with the kid, and the first thing we're going to do is I'm going to put it into Scrivener. I'm going to put both manuscripts into Scrivener, into the same Scrivener file, so that we can cut it up into pieces and move the pieces around. Because my vision of this is that the two stories come together at the end, which means I need to interleave her 40,000 into my 90,000 and figure out how much of my 90,000 I want to keep and how much more of that 40,000 needs to be extended, needs to be drawn out or drawn better. Now, this is a challenge for her because her books are usually 40,000 words, 50,000 words at the most, maybe 60,000. So she writes a lot shorter novels than I do to begin with. So trying to figure out 40,000 words to get to the final contusion has been a challenge for her. As far as she's concerned, she's written pretty much a whole novel's worth, and in fact, she has. And I'm really looking forward to getting into it. I haven't decided how we're going to handle the business yet. I may give it to her to publish, because she earns so much less than I do, that having it appear on her tax form. Would be good. I suspect she'll want to do the cover herself. but we'll need to send it off to Karen for editing. And I don't really want to have Karen edit a 150,000 word novel. So we're going to have to do something. I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to have to do something. And we'll figure it out. Once I get this story to play, maybe it'll be a 150,000 word novel. I've done them before. I'll do one again. And this might be the one that needs it. This might be the answer. I don't know. We'll see. So I still have 3 works in progress, plus 1 in the word processor. So 4 books in the pipeline. But one of them is out in ebook. Okay. Yeah, I think I just made up my mind. I gotta go back to work on Wizard this afternoon and see if I can't get that in shape to send off to Karen. The beta readers loved that. There were a couple of things that I think would make the story stronger that the beta readers presented to me. I think it would make the story stronger. I gotta come up with a prank. God, I gotta come up with a prank. I don't know what the prank is gonna be. But I gotta put a prank in it. And I'm toying with short sheeting the butler's bed. I'm not big on that, but because while that will take a little bit of time, it also gives readers a chance to give me the feedback that I need for the ebook, so I can incorporate those changes into the paperback in a timely and logical manner. Yeah. Yeah. And save the barbarian for last, because I can work on the barbarian while Karen has Wizard. And after I've put out the paperback sometime next week. Okay. I've got a timeline. I have to put it in my planner so I don't forget it. But it is a beautiful morning. It's a bit of a breeze, but with the sun and the ambient is as warm as it is, I'm only wearing a windbreaker and a sweatshirt this morning. Well, and jeans, but it pretty much goes without saying. The picture of me hiking along in my skivvies is not a pretty one, so yeah, no, that's not happening. But, you know, for January, it's a beautiful spring morning. Oh. Dark thoughts this morning. Many dark thoughts. But, be that as it may, they put a door in it where their window is. That's what they did. This guy next door has put the whole end of his house torn up. I couldn't figure out what he was doing, and I just realized they put a door in. Anyway, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.